to the daredevils of motorsports now, stock car racers. The Airborne Park Speedway in Plattsburgh, New York, racing takes on a hometown feel. North Country Public Radio's Sarah Harris went to an early season race and has our story.
At the Airborne Park Speedway in Plattsburgh, it's all stock car racing, all day. Drivers and their pit crews are checking their tire pressure, revving their motors, and gearing up to race. Colleen Salisbury is working on her bright pink stock car. She's one of two female racers at Airborne.
I've had, you know, people come up and say it's really cool that you're doing it. There have been times at track where I could tell a guy just doesn't want me to pass him and will rather take me out than let me go by.
Colleen's adult brothers, Rod and Randy Salisbury, are helping out as she gets ready. At Airborne, racing's a family affair. The bleachers are packed with people anxiously watching their relatives as the races get underway. Lonnie Favreau's pacing in front of the stands and cheering wildly for his brother, Robbie.
That's it! Use that car! That's it, bro! Go for it! One more and you got three!
I meet up with Lonnie, Robbie, and Robbie's 19-year-old daughter, Margot, after the race. Margot likes sharing the sport with her dad.
I hear about it like all day, every day, and he loves it, so he puts his heart into it when he does it.
Well, I went to plenty of soccer games and stuff like that, basketball games, so I think this is just a payback.
Racing's not just about family and friends. It's also a high-risk contest. On the day I visit, one car catches on fire and firefighters and EMTs swoop in. Everyone assures me that the cars are really safe, but guys like Kurt Gewenner, who everybody knows as Metal Man, have war stories to tell.
Back in the 60s, these things were brightly painted, loud, unsafe jalopies, round and round and upside down. And I went upside down one night, wound up over the fence, into the catch fence. The whole car just came apart. The roll cage disintegrated. I survived.
Metal Man owns a towing company. He made his entire car out of salvaged parts.
Junk is beautiful, says it on the back of the car. It's all made out of used parts. It's very low dollar. That's why I run towards the back.
When Metal Man steps on the gas, he relies on a few basic principles.
Turn. Go fast and turn left. Have a good time. Don't hit nobody. Don't let nobody hit you.
And that seems to be the spirit here at Airborne. Go fast and have a good time. That's exactly what the drivers do, zooming around again and again, till dusk settles over the track. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Harris.
This is NPR News.